Book 3, Brave Hunter and the Dragons. First chapter, On the Border. In the land of the giant mountains, a little white mountain goat was nibbling on a leaf. His mother was standing a little further down, near a tree, and his two younger brothers were standing next to her.
Bleh, bleh! I can kick my hind legs up much higher than you can! Bleh!
Bleated the little brother who was standing a bit further from his mother. Showing off, he kicked his legs into the air. The other brother shook his head and bleated back sarcastically.
Bleh! Bleh! What were you doing? Bleh! Bleh! Scrapping away some sand?
He pulled a face as he called out, Watch the master! The little mountain goat bowed his head and kicked his little hind legs in the air with all his might.
Bleh! Try to beat that! He bleated definitely.
The little white mountain goat, who had been observing the game, shouted to them laughing.
Ha! You babies with your little games! I can tell you that you are both just as good, or should I say just as bad as each other.
The little goat just wanted to focus all his attention again on the leaves he was eating, when suddenly the ground under his hoofs started to shake. He looked up in fright at his mother, who had her head in the air, listening intently for any sound. She bleated,
Bleh! I smell giants! Quick, kids, hurry up! We have to hide ourselves behind the big boulders a little further up.
She gestured in the direction of the boulders and dashed up the mountain. The three little mountain goats didn't think twice and followed her quickly. The trembling of the earth was getting stronger and stronger. They had all just hidden behind the boulders when two giants passed them with large steps. The little white mountain goat was curious and put his head around a boulder. He looked at the giant's back and could see that they had something brown hanging around their shoulders. They descended the mountain at great speed. When the giants were out of sight, the mountain goats carefully left their hiding place.
Bleh! Bleh! What are they doing here? The white mountain goat asked his mother in surprise.
She shook her head and answered quietly,
Bleh, bleh, no idea, really, no idea.
Then she walked back to the tree that she just had left. But the little mountain goat was inquisitive and ran a little further down the mountain. Lightly he jumped from one boulder to another. In the distance he could see the two giants crossing the wide plain that bordered the mountains. On the other side of the plain ran a large and wild river. The river was so wide that you couldn't see the other side. The little goat saw that the giant had stopped at the bank of the river.
So, we are now on the border of Wizard County, announced one of the giants. He was wearing green knickerbockers, which were held up by white brown braces. And on his head he wore a green beret. On the shoulders, he was carrying a big brown horse with Brave Hunter and Alice on it. The other giant, who was dressed in blue, nodded in relief and said with a grin, Ha! This fright on my neck was getting pretty heavy. Carefully, he took the horse which carried Neston and Norma from his shoulders and put it gently on the ground. Neston and Norma jumped up from the horse. Immediately, Neston started to do some stretching exercises.
Great to have your blood flowing again, he called out enthusiastically to the others, while waving his arms in circles.
Norma followed his example, happily to be moving around again.
You can put us down as well, Brave Hunter laughed at the giant with the green beret.
Absent-mindedly, the giant looked up to the horse on his shoulders, and then his gaze went a little higher to Brave Hunter. Brave Hunter leaned forwards, waved his hand, and whispered kindly, What are you waiting for? Quickly the giant nodded and immediately put a horse on the ground.
Brave Hunter jumped off the horse, stretched his arms and said, I have never ever traveled so fast in my life. The scenery just zoomed by.
You giants sure can run like lightning. Waving his hand, he made a little bow to both giants.
Thank you very much for bringing us to Wizard County so quickly. I really had a feeling that we were flying. It has sure saved us several days of traveling.
The two giants laughed slyly, made a small bow and said softly,
You are welcome, Brave Hunter.
Brave Hunter nodded back with a smile and then looked at the swirling river. He squinted into the distance and muttered more to himself than to the others.
Well, how do we get ourselves to the other side of this river and into Wizard County?
Neston stood next to him.
We could fly over it, Brave Hunter, he said.
Brave Hunter looked dubious and threw a sideways glance at Neston.
You mean with Norma on her broom, you with your magic flying stick, and Alice with her own wings?
Neston nodded enthusiastically, but Brave Hunter frowned.
I'm not sure that it will work. The river is very wide and the water splashes up very high. It must be at least an hour's flight to the other side. And I'm not sure if Norma's broom can keep us both in the air that long. And if it could, I doubt that you or Alice can fly that far anyway.
He grinned at Neston and continued, and what are we supposed to do with the horses?
Just at that moment they saw Alice flying from the sky and dropping to the ground.
Aye! The little fairy said, startled. What is this? It seems like an invisible wall.
She scrambled to her feet in confusion. She looked at Brave Hunter and shook her long brown hair backwards.
It's as if an invisible wall is running along the river, Brave Hunter.
That is correct, Alice, one of the giants said.
All of Wizard County is surrounded by an invisible wall. Without permission, you don't get in.
Brave Hunter turned around to the giant and asked Spirit,
from who do we have to ask permission?
From the mighty sorcerer of the high mountain, of course, answered the giant.
But that's where we have to go, said Norma in a high-pitched voice.
There was a silence. You could only hear the swirling of the river. Neston frowned.
But you did get a golden plaque from Norma's mother, which gives you permission to travel through Wizard County, he remarked.
That is true, confirmed Alice, who had flown over.
Brave Hunter nodded and pointed over his shoulder with his thumb.
Yes, the golden plaque is in my rucksack.
Then he shrugged his shoulders, raised his eyebrows and wondered, but to whom do I have to show the golden plaque?
He looked around the plain.
We are standing in a totally deserted landscape, and as far as I can see, there's no one in sight.
Norma put her forefinger in the air and said decisively, I will ask my mother.